All right, everybody, a lot of people have been asking for this, and thanks to the wonderful team at Mockler Media, we've been able to put together a comprehensive list of Donald Trump's corruption in his second term. Now, we're still adding to it, we're still deepening it, but we have an incredibly long list of his crypto and personal enrichment, on top of the pardon economy that he's created, where he's essentially selling pardons to certain people who are incredibly corrupt. We have another section that we call the stock trading and market manipulation that has come out over the past few months. And then we have another section called regulatory weaponization and retaliation. That's before we get to the part where we go through the emoluments and foreign deals that have been broken. And then there's government contracts and pay to play. We quite literally have an entire document put together by Micah Irfan, who works for Mockler Media. I'll link him below. And I just want to go through some of the most mind-blowing parts here. Like, let's start with the pardon economy that Donald Trump has created since he's gotten into office. As always, if you appreciate the work we do on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. And you know, there's a lot of voter apathy in the United States currently, especially among my generation, but you can see it across all generations. Voter apathy is when people feel like no matter how they vote, the system doesn't respond to them and that both sides are kind of, you know, corrupt or both sides are the same. Now, I reject that entirely. I do not think both sides are the same. Democrats are about 10 to 20 to 100 times better than Republicans, even on their worst day. But I think that the system is still broken in such a way that allows corruption with big money donors, with lobbyists, and with special interest groups. But all of this is to say that the type of politics that Donald Trump has introduced to our institutions is a type of pay-for-play, zero-sum pardon economy that we've never seen before. When I say zero-sum, it's because the corruption is so bad, every single dollar Donald Trump is now making is harming the average United States citizen. He is getting richer and richer off the back of our stock markets, our dollars, our taxpayer dollars, giving money to January 6th. There's so many of that, and let's just start here. The presidential pardon power has been transformed into a transactional tool to reward political loyalty, wipe away the crimes of major campaign donors, and protect business allies. By the way, we'll be posting this over at adammockler.com. So go to adammockler.com/subscribe. We'll be posting this sometime in the next few days. White-collar criminals convicted of massive fraud have seen their sentences erased and their restitution obligations to victims wiped out after funneling millions of dollars to pro-Trump political committees. It gets pretty effing wild. Zhangpeng Zhao, the founder of Binance, in October of 2025, Trump pardoned Zhangpeng Zhao, the billionaire founder of the crypto exchange Binance, who had pleaded guilty to violating money laundering laws. During Zhao's prison sentence, Binance reportedly provided free engineering support to help build the Trump family's World Liberty Financial crypto platform and then helped elicit the $2 billion UAE investment. That $2 billion UAE investment into Donald Trump's crypto platform was done in exchange for valuable chips that China wants to get their hands on. So we gave them to an ally of China because Trump wanted to get investment into his crypto platform, and he pardoned the founder of Binance while doing so. This is effing insane. A lot of people really don't know the depth of this corruption. That's why I think it was worth making a video breaking this all down. Trevor Milton of Nikola. Trump pardoned Trevor Milton, the founder of the electric vehicle company Nikola, who was convicted of securities and wire fraud in 2023 for lying to investors. Milton and his wife had donated over $1.8 million to Trump's reelection efforts, and boom, he was immediately pardoned. Julio Herrera Velutini and Wanda Vasquez. Herrera was a Venezuelan banker and was charged with bribing former Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vasquez in exchange for her firing the island's top financial regulator. His daughter, Isabel Herrera, donated a combined $3.5 million to Trump's MAGA Inc. super PAC. Trump pardoned both Herrera and Vasquez. Okay, so a pattern is emerging. If you go to Trump with some sort of money and you say, I've been wronged by the Joe Biden administration, just like you have, you can basically convince him to pardon just about anybody. Joseph Schwartz. Schwartz, a nursing home magnate, was sentenced to 3 years in prison in April of 2025 for defrauding the federal government of $38 $8 million. Some lobbyists near him accepted $960,000 to lobby for his pardon. Trump then pardoned him in November of 2025, just months into his sentence. Paul Walczak. Walczak was sentenced to 18 months in prison for failing to pay over $10 million in taxes from nursing homes he controlled, admitting in a guilty plea he used withheld taxes to enrich himself. His mother is a major Trump donor who attended a $1 million plate fundraiser for Trump shortly before the issue was pardoned. There are more and more cases. It gets even worse. He's, of course, already pardoned all of his 2020 election allies, like Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, Sidney Powell, all of them. He's pardoned George Santos. He's helped so many people to continue. White-collar crime pardons, Todd and Julie Chrisley. The reality TV stars were convicted of bank fraud and tax evasion for submitting false financial statements to obtain more than $30 million in personal loans, which they spent on luxury cars, designer clothes, and real estate. Their daughter, Savannah, spoke at the 2024 Republican National Convention in support of Trump and then donated to his political committee. Trump pardoned both. Ross Ulbricht of Silk Road was pardoned by Donald Trump. Carlos Watson was pardoned by Donald Trump. How about this? The president and his inner circle have engaged in market manipulation by broadcasting major policy shifts on social media just hours before encouraging followers to buy stocks. The administration has timed tariff announcements and reversals in ways that create massive market volatility, raising serious questions about insider trading. Trump has tweeted out multiple ticker signs, like Palantir, a company he's invested in. He tweeted out the ticker, PLTR, with the ticker dollar sign, and said, buy this, and then he pumped it, a stock that he owns. He did the same thing with Dell before he cut a deal. He also bought the Nvidia stock. 1 week later, he made a chip deal with China that sent the stock soaring. The Truth Social investment accounts. Trump Media launched actively managed investments account, including a Made in America portfolio. The companies in this portfolio stand to benefit directly from Trump's tariffs on foreign competitors, meaning the value of the president's company fluctuates based on policy announcements coming from his own White House. Of course, there is regulatory weaponization and retaliation. He fired 18 inspectors generals right when he got into office. They dismantled the NLRB and the CFPB. That's the National Labor Relations Board that protects workers like you, like me, and also the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that protects consumers like you and like I. So while I get the urge to not have wasteful government spending, it very much so seems like the Trump administration has cut certain agencies that protect us from fraud and said that they were wasteful. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is a genuinely good company that was created after the 2008 crisis to protect people. Trump has taken a Qatari jet for $400 million. Jared Kushner has a Middle East fund. There's a Saudi real estate deal. There's a bunch of government contracts that are pay to play that are very peculiar, like lucrative contracts that are being steered directly to the companies of the president's wealthiest donors and political allies. He's creating an oligarchy and then enforcing it. The Golden Dome contracts. The administration announced a $175 billion Golden Dome missile defense initiative, steering massive contracts to companies owned by major campaign donors, including Elon Musk's SpaceX, Peter Thiel's Palantir, and Palmer Luckey's Anduril. Wow. SpaceX and NASA. NASA entered into lucrative contracts with SpaceX after Elon Musk helped get his friend and business partner, Jared Isaacman, appointed as NASA's administrator. The administration also reportedly planned to abandon NASA's contract with Boeing, which would serve to the advantage of SpaceX. Ambassadors for sale. The administration has nominated unqualified major donors to key ambassadorships. Charles Kushner was nominated as ambassador of France after giving $2 million to pro-Trump PACs. I'm pretty sure he was pardoned as well. There's the Melania documentary. There's all of this. And I'm pretty sure I didn't even get into his massive crypto corruption. World Liberty Financial and the UAE deal. The Trump family launched World Liberty Financial, a decentralized finance platform, and its associated stablecoin, USD1. Shortly after taking office, an investment firm tied to the United Arab Emirates acquired nearly half of the USD1 supply for $2 billion. Just 2 weeks later, the UAE secured a first-of-its-kind agreement with the U.S. for access to its highly coveted American-made AI computing chips. Now, the crazy thing is, that was facilitated by Zhengpeng Zhao, the founder of Binance, who he pardoned. It's all connected. It's wild. The Genius Act, Trump signed in, the Guiding and Establishing National Innovation for U.S. Stablecoins, Genius Act, into law. Critics and watchdog groups warn the legislation lacked basic safeguards against corruption. You know, we're going to keep hammering this exact message home in debates, on TV, on podcasts. We're going to go talk about this. We're going to talk about Palantir, Binance, Zhengpeng Zhao. If you guys have anything to add to this list, please let me know. And also let me know which parts you find the most captivating or the most mind-blowing. I know all of it is typical for Trump, but I want to know which parts you think could captivate an audience of people that don't know about this yet. Which things did you learn that especially surprised you that I could practice and reincorporate into future debates? This is all an iterative process with you all, so thank you all for being here. Make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.